I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at KXNT.com. Here's Alan Stock.
The mainstream media is keeping concerns and false narratives alive. When Joe Biden says something, the media rarely runs a fact check. His comments are just repeated and left hanging, which requires the public to either accept the statements or make the effort to fact check the claims for themselves. Let's take a look at some of the claims made by Joe Biden and what the truth really happens to be. Biden made the claim, quote, "We warned him about as early as January, the middle of January, I was saying a pandemic is coming. We should be prepared. Why don't you use the legislation, the act that's available to a Defense Production Act to make companies move and build the things they need to build, provide the protective gear, build hospitals, etc." End of quote. Now, what is the reality? Biden's op-ed actually appeared on January 27, not the middle of January, and merely raised the possibility of a pandemic sooner or later. The Washington Post, no big fan of President Trump, the Washington Post fact-checker got to work and found Biden's op-ed was more of an attack on President Trump than a detailed plan for action against a possible pandemic. They also concluded Biden didn't mention the Defense Production Act until March 18th, minutes after President Trump mentioned it, and 3 weeks after the Health and Human Services Secretary brought it up. Oh, and when it came to building hospitals, Biden didn't mention building hospitals until March 12th. Once again, after President Trump mentioned it. Biden's deficient memory may be a problem for him, but it's curious that every idea he tried to make was a follow-up to President Trump's initiative. Another point, immediately after the World Health Organization declared the China virus, that's what it was called back then, after they declared the China virus was a global health emergency on January 30th, President Trump acted quickly, instituting restrictions on travel from China the very next day. Dr. Anthony Fauci supported this action as a decision that saved American lives. Joe Biden opposed the president's decision, accusing the president of acting irrationally and said he was engaging in hysterical xenophobia and racism. This was an attack that Biden repeated several times in the following weeks. After nearly 2 months of these accusations against the president, it wasn't until March 26th that the Biden campaign would only tell the Washington Post that travel restrictions can be warranted. Now, Biden advisor Simone Sanders has been forced to admit that in January and February, Biden didn't call for any specific measures to combat the coronavirus, the China flu. So if Joe Biden had been in charge in those early days, it's quite likely more Americans would have died. Then you have Bob Woodward's book that came out with his highlight that the president downplayed the virus. What has been ignored is the fact that coronavirus task force member Dr. Fauci came out in defense of the president, saying he listened to the professionals and followed their advice. Joe Biden continues to characterize the president's downplaying the virus as having lied to the American public. No doctors, no scientists, no member of the president's coronavirus task force agrees with that characterization. So why isn't the mainstream media calling out Joe Biden for lying about his comments in the pandemic? Why hasn't he been challenged to address his lies and contradictions in one of his so-called press conferences? And when Biden repeats the lie that the president told people to inject bleach, why has no one called him out to say his comments are blatantly untrue? He's allowed to fabricate fairy tales, and he's not being called on the carpet. These are questions that are wanting for answers. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.